VOA News. Some U.S. sanctions against Iran that had been eased under the nuclear deal in 2015 are now back in place. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
3 months after President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the nuclear accord, he's reimposed sanctions, targeting, among other things, transactions involving American dollars and Iran's automotive sector, with more sanctions to come in 3 months. The president tweets, "Anyone doing business with Iran will not be doing business with the United States," adding, "I am asking for world peace, nothing less." European allies are upset by the move, saying the nuclear accord was doing the job of limiting Iran's nuclear program. The EU has moved to protect European businesses from the sanctions. Sagar Magani, Washington.
On November 5th, the United States is due to resume sanctions against Iran's energy-related transactions, as well as business conducted by foreign financial institutions with the Central Bank of Iran. President Trump's tariffs against China are causing a maker of television sets in South Carolina to lay off nearly all of its employees because of the sudden increase in the price of components for its products. The Element TV company will let 126 workers go, most of them on October 5th, leaving behind a skeleton crew of 8 employees to watch the factory in hopes it can reopen in 3 to 6 months. President Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton accused North Korea Tuesday of failing to move ahead with denuclearization promised by the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un at his Singapore summit in June with Mr. Trump. Bolton told Fox News, "What we really need is not more rhetoric. What we need is performance from North Korea on denuclearization." This is VOA News. Human Rights Watch said Tuesday that Zimbabwean security forces and unidentified gunmen have beaten and harassed dozens of people in a crackdown on the political opposition. The alleged attacks follow a disputed presidential election. Zimbabwe's main opposition party now says it will challenge the official result, showing that President Emmerson Mnangagwa won the July 30th election. Correspondent Columbus Mavunga reports for VOA from Harare.
Douglas Monzora, Secretary General of the Movement for Democratic Change Alliance, says the party has gathered material to show that the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission inflated vote totals for the incumbent president.
The variance so far that we've been able to tell is that in Harare, President Mnangagwa's votes were exaggerated by 130,000. And in Bulawayo, I think it was 40,000. So we have been able to see the discrepancies in the figures.
Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Harare.
Congo's health ministry says 3 more cases of Ebola have been confirmed in North Kivu province. This is Congo's 10th outbreak of the deadly violence. The World Health Organization says vaccinations are expected to begin this week, perhaps as early as Wednesday, to help try to stem the latest outbreak. WHO estimates the number of confirmed and probable cases of Ebola is 43, of which 34 people have died. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
WHO spokesman Tarek Jazarevich says the World Health Organization and partners are working nonstop to contain and stop this latest outbreak of Ebola as quickly as possible. He says 30 WHO staff members have been deployed to the area and more experts are on the way. He notes the cost of responding to this disease is likely to be significant, especially in view of the security situation. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
More than 4,600 foreign and Indonesian tourists have now been evacuated from islands around Lombok following Sunday's earthquake. Rescue efforts continue, however. The north of Lombok was devastated by a magnitude 7.0 quake that struck Sunday night, killing at least 105 people. Experts believe the death toll will increase. And a federal judge has sentenced Adam Purinton of the U.S. state of Kansas to life in prison without parole for the racially motivated killing of an Indian citizen at a bar in February 2017. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.